You know, if you live in a country with a swiftly growing economy, that growing prosperity can mask a lot of problems. Pakistan has no such advantage right now. Amid an insurgency and political upheaval, this country that was once seen as an economic model for the developing world is struggling with rising rates of unemployment and poverty, as well as a rapidly growing population. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad on one more threat to Pakistan's stability.
If you want to gain a good insight into Pakistan's economic situation, just look at a few of the country's newspaper headlines on any given day. The language says it all. Prices soar, stocks plunge, budget deficit swells, foreign investment evaporates, and the list goes on. A recent report issued at the World Economic Forum says Pakistan ranks in the bottom 20 of the world's economies. Nadeem Al-Haq, deputy chairman of the State Planning Commission, says nobody really wants to talk about economic reform or draw up new fiscal policies.
The debate is always so charged with religion and geopolitics and war on terror. Just talking about economics takes second place. Nobody really wants to talk about economics.
And while the government avoids making difficult economic policy decisions, key industries in Pakistan are taking a hit. At the Sitara textile mill in the eastern city of Faisalabad, huge panels of cotton are imprinted with pictures of Spider-Man and Justin Bieber. They'll be turned into duvet covers and sent to the U.S., says the plant's general manager, Ashfaq Ahmed.
We are the only mill in Pakistan who is having two machines for this flatbed. This is one flatbed panel printing. This is running and this is closed because of gas shutdown.
Ahmed says serious gas and electricity shortages mean that this and other plants here can only operate 4 days a week. Power outages can last up to 6 hours a day. Rahan Naseem Bahara, the vice president of Faisalabad's Chamber of Commerce, says many textile factories have shut down. Another just recently reduced staff.
They have about 13,000 people in their factory 3 years back, but now only 3,400 people are working. It's mean 10,000 they have layout of their factory.
Bahara says the cutbacks have had a huge impact on the community.
These people who are jobless because of this situation are the easy target for the culprit people who promote the terrorism in this country.
Western analysts say the decaying economy is as much of a threat to Pakistan's stability as the Taliban, because widespread poverty and unemployment could lead to more political instability here and an increase in extremism. Security forces fired above a large crowd during recent demonstrations over an anti-Islam video. Most of those involved were young people. Pakistan has one of the world's fastest growing populations, and job prospects for young people are growing dimmer. University students lounge on a bench and play guitar at an abandoned Islamabad train station. Until 6 months ago, freight trains used to make regular stops here. Now the tracks are overgrown. The station is closed because of the rising cost of fuel and a shortage of train engines in the country. The university students use the area for relaxation, dating, and talking politics. Tahir Walid studies business, but he knows the chances of finding a job when he's finished are slim to none.
Currently, if to talk about the Pakistan, this is a time to make a revolution. I mean, uncertainty is totally there, totally political uncertainty and everything.
Deputy Planning Commissioner Hawke says the country's economy is currently growing at just over 3%, but that's not nearly enough to deal with what he calls the youth bulge.
We estimate that there are about 90 million kids under the age of 20, and unless we grow the economy at 7 or 8%, we will not be able to employ these youth.
Hulk says that growth has to be consistent over the next 20 years. But that, he says, is a tough order. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.